Hey, hello everybody, and welcome to the webinar on AdWords, where we're going to answer as many questions as we can just within the next hour that we've had posted on my blog. It looks like I've had, let me go ahead and show my screen to everybody on the webinar. It looks like we've had around a little over 50 different questions asked, so I should be able to at least touch on most of them, and several of them are probably duplicated type of questions asked by different people, so we should be able to answer at least briefly most of these questions that are posted here on the blog. And what we're going to do during the webinar, if you guys do have questions as we're going along, I may be able to answer a few. I really don't know how much time we're going to have in addition, but if you would go ahead and just put that into the chat area that you've got right there on your control panel right there with your webinar. Might even be able to take a couple of questions if anybody raises their hand. I just don't know for sure how much time that we're going to end up having. If we've got time, I may take a few questions that we can actually answer live, which you would just raise your hand. I see even a couple of people already got their hands raised. So we'll do that as we go along when and if time permits. So we're going to go ahead and go over. And at the end, by the way, at the end of the call, we're going to have a drawing, two people, one person that has posted a post in this section or in this section will win a free AdWords package that I have just got released. And actually, let me double check that it's actually here on the blog. There should be a link right here. Yes, and there it is. We'll win a free AdWords package valued at currently $147. The people who post in these areas and the person that posts in here, one person will win a free one-hour consultation where I'll go over in a personal webinar with them and do a one-hour basic hour of training and even going in and setting some of your AdWords account up for you. And one person will get that for absolutely no charge. So what we're going to do, since these are the older questions right down here, we're going to go ahead and click on the See Comments. And we're going to go ahead and start looking at these questions and start answering these questions. Let me double check again that everybody can see me. And, okay, it looks like, yes, we are indeed. And I'm getting these questions, by the way, from my blog that's located at Advertising Blog. There's two G's in this domain for blog. So it's advertising and the word blog with two G's, blogg.com, if you wanted to go there, if you're not there already. And you can just follow along with me with some of these questions or just watch on your webinar screen. Might even be better since we're actually going to come to think of it now that you guys are just going to be able to see the questions right here. So the first question comes from Greg Lucas, and he asks, what do you consider a good click-through rate, and once you get the customers to click your ad, are there any good tips on getting them to actually pick up the phone or fill out an online form? What do I consider a good click-through rate? To be honest with you, that's not something that with AdWords I'm too terribly concerned about. My main thing is that now, a click-through rate might be good if I wasn't paying per click, but the thing that you have to go ahead and understand from the very beginning of thinking about anything with AdWords is that you're paying per click. Sometimes I really don't even, when I run some tests and run some ads, I don't even care if I get any clicks. The main thing that I'm concerned about is it profiting me at the end of the day? So I hope that helps you a little bit, you know, with thinking of it on that level. The whole thing about the click-through rates, not really concerned about that. But I don't know, what might be some average click-through rates? Possibly, you know, maybe for every 100 impressions, maybe one click, or maybe, you know, which is somewhat decent. You know, a little bit better than that isn't bad either. But again, that's not the thing that you need to be hung up on because you're paying per click. So, and a little bit maybe more about that later. But and how do I get them to actually pick up the phone? Now, that is a loaded question. That's not something I can answer briefly, but there's definitely some key things that you can do to make your website sell. One, make sure that whatever your Google AdWords ad says, that you're able to fulfill that promise once they get on your web page. Two, make sure that whenever they get on your web page, you have things that sell there. You want to have a – remember, it's an ad. Your web page is an ad, not just your Google AdWords ad. Your Google AdWords ad, another good way to think about AdWords is AdWords is just simply a sort of a teaser to get them to go to your ad. And then once they're at your website, your website has to sell It is an ad, people. We have to start thinking about websites that way, especially if you're going to be paying per click. If you're paying money to get the traffic, you really need to make sure your website sells. But you want to do things like make sure you've got a beneficial headlines, subheads, pictures that maybe show before and after pictures. Videos help sell a lot. An estimate form for them to fill out, an estimate, some things on your website to show that you're local and that you are indeed a local company. All those things help sell. Okay, AdWords confuses me. Help on setting up my account properly would be great. Do you have any videos on this? And the answer is yes, absolutely. And it's part of the AdWords package that is in the very first page. If you were to refresh your page there for advertising blog, you can get some information on that. And Ken asks, the biggest concern I have is waking up to a monster invoice with Google and not even seeing a single job from it. How do I have control over what I'm paying? That's a very big concern, and it's probably happened to almost everybody. Years ago, it even happened to me. Here's the thing. You'll have something called a daily budget. You want to keep that daily budget relatively low. I recommend when you're first starting out, keep it at $5, maybe a little bit bigger if you're in a large city where you have to pay quite a bit per click. And keep it relatively low and check on it every day. That way, worst case scenario, you might have a $10 bill. That's the way to keep from waking up to a monster advertising bill. But you do want to test low at first and then build up later on. Heather asks, we've been researching how to run Google AdWords campaigns due to a new website, and I'd like to learn more about writing ads that work. Okay, well, good. The biggest thing I can tell you about writing ads that work would be basically, like we briefly touched on before, make sure your ad definitely, you got to remember that it's just the ad for your website. So make sure whatever the ad for the Google AdWords ad is, make sure that the website, once they click on it, your promise that you mentioned in the ad is fulfilled. That's a big way to make that work. Another way is for the Google AdWords ad to be a more compelling ad, make sure it's something different from what the competitors say. You don't want to have an ad that looks just like all your competitors. As well, you want to, again, give some type of a benefit in the headline. Maybe your guarantee, maybe mention that in the headline. Maybe mention the fact that if you can clean for them at the spur of the moment, mention that. Jerry asks, I've been using AdWords since I started my business last November. I'm running one campaign. I love the potential that AdWords has for me, but frustrated by the number of clicks I receive. Okay, and again, I would suggest that don't be worried about this. It doesn't matter how many clicks you receive. I'm budgeted for $3.33 a day, which is probably on the low side. $100 per month, which, again, that daily allotment is probably a little on the low side, so that's maybe why you're not getting that many clicks. But again, you would maybe be concerned about this, not at first, by the way, for some of you guys doing this new, but if you've been doing it for a while and you know that it's profitable, I can see why you might be a little bit concerned about the number of clicks you might receive. But you might want to set your budget a little bit higher, the daily budget, especially if you know it's profitable for you getting you some business. My average cost per click is $2.37. See, and that's a pretty high cost per click, so that's why you definitely want the budget higher if it's proving to be converting for you from just surfers into actual clients. I have lots of impressions, but low click-through. Is it due to my budget? Yeah, it definitely is. Okay, Anthony says, I just started using Google AdWords last week. I have maybe received 3 clicks in the last week. I made over 1,000 impressions in Yahoo, but only 1 click. Again, I wouldn't have that. The concern is big as, did you get any jobs from it? Did you get any money out of it? What is considered to be a good click-through rate? CTR, click-through rate for the carpet cleaning business. And again, like we talked about, probably 1 to 100 is decent. That's sometimes what I get. Sometimes 2 to 100 is pretty good. You can get even more than that. But again, more than that, be concerned about is it converting into actual clients and making you money. So I don't care if I get 5,000 clicks tonight and I have 5,000 people come through my site. I could do that if I wanted to. I could do it. I could go set up an account within the next 20 minutes and have that happen and get probably 5,000 clicks tomorrow. That's not what I'm after. I'm after conversion. I'm after people that actually come to my site and actually use me. I'm after the cheaper clicks, by the way, not the more expensive clicks. I see sponsored ads from carpet cleaning companies in cities 200 miles away from their service area. When I look at their website, they claim they only service their local surrounding area. why do service companies month after month advertise Google AdWords in areas they don't service? Am I missing something? You're not missing anything. They are missing something tremendous. They don't have their Google AdWords account set up properly. So let that be a warning. If you're not careful, your Google AdWords account will not be set up properly, and you might not even know it. These guys that are doing this, by the way, Anthony, probably don't even know that they're advertising in another state, somewhere, you know, maybe 1,000 miles away from where they're at, because their account's not set up properly. Jeff asks, I have a campaign going with one ad, but have no idea whether it is doing any good. I've set $2 per click as the amount. Would a second ad for water damage be a good idea to increase results? Okay. Well, see, what it's not going to do any good yet. You're asking, is it going to do any good to get another, would a second ad do any good? So it's sort of like the person who doesn't know where they're at, and now they're wanting to do more. So you want to first figure out, is it doing any good? Before you start making more ads, you might want to test out different ads. So maybe if that's what you're asking, then absolutely, maybe create a water damage restoration ad to test out and see if you're going to be able to get anything profitable there. But again, don't be so concerned with the fact that you're not getting a lot of clicks. That's not necessarily a bad thing. And what you want to be concerned about is, are those clicks converting? I find AdWords confusing to understand and find analytics even more so. Yeah. I'm going to try a one-on-one consultation. Okay, to help me get sure. Well, I'd love to set up that one-on-one consultation with you. Just shoot me an email, john@hitmanadvertising.com, and we can set that up. But you know, that's a common fear, that's a common thought, and in fact, even some of the questions we've already answered. You mentioned Google AdWords above. I know Yahoo and MSN are not as large, but do you feel the same about working with these companies? I'd rather spend my time on Google, but however, there are occasions where I do run some Yahoo MSN, and basically you can run MSN, I believe, and AOL ads on Google Search Partners is what that's called, it's basically your campaign that you can set that up. Is it comparable? Google is definitely the monster, okay? Google accounts for well over 50%, it's not even, I forget what the more recent number is, but maybe almost around 60 to even 70% close to all searches made on the Internet. Bing isn't anywhere near coming close. Yahoo doesn't come anywhere near close. Google is still a monster. So that's why if you're going to spend your time doing it, that's why we talk about Google. Now, the same principles, by the way, that we teach for all this stuff apply basically to Google and all the other ones. And even within the Google AdWords campaign, you can easily set up an MSN and AOL by simply clicking one button and have everything just kind of go over for MSN and AOL, so you're advertising on there as well. And it's very easy to do that. All my campaigns consist of around 40 keywords. Does this number sound about right? And does a good carpet and upholstery cleaning campaign usually consist of less or way more, like in the hundreds? Well, it depends on how many cities that you service, to be honest with you. 40 is actually a pretty decent amount, probably more than most carpet cleaners have gotten their account. Since I don't really service that many different cities, I don't have quite even 40 in my own account. So to answer your question, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's fine. So Ron says, you know, I listened to your call on the ProCleaners, and you made a comment about paying $8, and you ignored it. There are guys actually spending $13. Well, sure. I'm sure there may be even more than that. I know I've heard of some guys spend more than $13 even for, especially for water restoration, but even for carpet cleaning. Absolutely. There are ways to cut that down drastically by targeting the right keywords. In other words, you don't target the high expensive keywords, you target the lower keywords. I started about 6 months ago with the lowest cost, so I keep raising it, and the price for the pay-per-click goes up again. Decided enough is enough. I can't spend over $8. Google is nothing but bait and switch. Okay. Hey, these days I don't blame bait and switch companies. Okay. Basically a rant about, okay. So Anthony says, you mentioned $6 per click being high. My understanding is that the amount you pay for a click is determined by Google's bidding system. Yes, partially their bidding system as well. Sometimes even how relevant your website is to the keyword that you're searching for. Sometimes, too, Google looks for how long people stay on your website whenever they click on that ad. And if they're getting off your website within a few seconds or even less than maybe 30 seconds especially, they are probably going to make your click rate higher because they can tell that your site isn't relevant to what the keywords are. people in New York City actually pay only $4 for carpet cleaning. Yeah, okay. What if others have set their bids really high to get the front placement? Here's what would happen. If, let's say, the average of what everybody else was bidding was $4 and somebody else came in and bid $10, basically that other person would probably get the bid for the highest spot, and they would pay $4.99 if the next, the highest person was 480. And I can't say that exactly, but I'm just saying generally that's about what would happen. And then, okay, that's a post that I made that came along and commented for everybody. And then Joseph asked, $6 a click is cheap. Do mold remediation and the clicks be 35 to 60 each? Don't know if you're asking that or making the statement on that. Granted, the job's much larger, but it's hard to digest. I guess you're asking if that's what it is. I don't know. I've never actually had an AdWords click for $35. I couldn't say for sure. Or for mold remediation, I've never done an ad for that. I can still assume that there's some ways to definitely cut that down. Even no matter what it is, there's ways to get it cheaper for the right type of things. I comment here again. Jay asks, I got a decent number of impressions, and I like the way the ads look, and everyone else I ask says, looks good, but I'm not getting the clicks I would like to see. So you're not spending enough money. So you see how the theme is common here as far as not getting all the clicks that I'd like to see. Well, and again, there could be different reasons for that. Are there key phrases that work? Absolutely. Your bigger keyword phrases, just like for search engine optimization, are going to be the carpet cleaning and your city name. That's going to be the big one to get a lot of clicks. If you're after a lot of clicks, that's the way to get a lot of clicks, carpet cleaning and your city name. However, you're going to pay a premium for that one. And what you'll need to do is do some research and figure out what the lesser search for keyword terms are to be able to make you not pay as much. I have experimented with many phrases and with many variations. Any input? Yeah, well, like I said, carpet cleaning, carpet cleaners, and your city name is even another good one. And several more. Go to the Google keyword search tool, and then you should be able to get some information there. Anthony asks, my domain is Dry Natural, the name of the company is Healthy Home. Should I try to find a domain name with my company name? Well, this isn't really an AdWords question, but okay. Does the domain name tend to change the click rate? Yes, it can, especially if your domain name is carpet cleaning your city, and then you're having a keyword search for your keywords for that ad is carpet cleaning in your city. You could definitely get a discount for that, so absolutely. Do you recommend using some type of AdWords firm to manage campaigns? I would maybe recommend if you've absolutely got no time or absolutely no desire, I might have some people that I can refer you to. Say I was doing campaigns with 3 to 4 search engines. In the long run, it's better to handle, to just handle and maintain. It's definitely a lot cheaper if you do it yourself. And then, two, you can, for instance, for my own city, I maybe to be at the top of Google almost all the time, might spend $50 a month. Somebody was talking to me about managing it for me. They were going to charge me $300 a month. So I'm saving $250 a month by doing it myself. There you go. Okay, let's see. Are there experts who can manage my campaign so I get better return on investment? Again, I do offer one-on-one consultations. We do offer, I don't typically do a complete manage your campaign entirely, but I can go in and set up your campaign with you looking over my shoulder, if you will, through a webinar similar to this where you're watching me set up your Google AdWords campaign. We can do that. It's $200 per hour for me to go set that up, and there are discounts for you guys that are in the Ad of the Month Club, my private coaching program. If you're in that program, you do get discounts, so email me if you're interested in getting that done. Michael asks, I would like to know how to set up a single AdWords account for different keywords without paying the same per click. Really, really easy to do that, Michael. And did I win? We're gonna see that in a little while. Basically, all you need to do is set up a campaign, and then under each campaign, set up a different ad group and put different keywords under different ad groups. For each different ad group, you can have a different price per click. That easy. Richard asks, as one new to online marketing, would like to know how to SU an effective ad. Maybe I'm just blanking out with that, but how to SU an effective ad that a prospect can click on and be taken to a lead capture page offering a free item, perhaps a report of some kind in return for the contact information. I'm not really sure. Maybe I'm just sometimes when I do these webinars, my brain's in another dimension for some obvious things, but an SU isn't quite clicking about what it is. But basically, a lead capture page. Yeah, if you want to do a squeeze page, is what that would be called. That would be a good idea. Offering a free item, or especially if somebody in like a localized area, maybe offer a free bottle of spot remover, or a free report, or a $25 coupon, or a free room of cleaning. That type of thing. That'd be a good idea. Okay, and then Anthony asks, what exactly is an impression? Somebody searches on one of my keywords in my geographic area, but does not appear. Does that still count as an impression? Yes, that's exactly what an impression is. In other words, they didn't click on it, but it showed up on their page when they searched. See what happens when you offer something free, John. Everybody wants a free hour of consultation with the hitman. I have questions. Okay. How can I get the first position for 1 cent for all my keywords? Oh, it does not. I don't even know if that's possible. That might be a little bit out of the realm of possibility for 1 cent. I think Google's actually got a limit for their clicks, and it may be, I can't remember what it currently is, it may be around 10 cents. I have been using AdWords for my Oriental rug cleaning and have seen a good return most of the time because Oriental rug cleaning, I found it better to go after smaller cities, absolutely, than big areas, absolutely. I found a better return on dollars when doing this. Joining a networking group like BNN has a better return than Google for carpet cleaning if you have the time to commit. Well, sure. I just landed a $900 tile cleaning job after 3 visits to a free networking group. And I'll tell you this as well, though. For me, I've been a part of the BNI group, and I actually have had a lot better results from marketing on the Internet than ever being in a BNI group. And then I don't have to go down to a group every once a week for an hour and drive back and forth. But, you know, if that works for you, definitely put that into your marketing system, because I know, you know, I'm not going to knock it. We actually, when I was in a group, we actually had some jobs from it as well. So it's good. Okay, Brian Ritchie asks, I want to learn how to set up a Google AdWords account. I also want to learn more about the pay-per-clicks, how it works, and what it does for you. Good. Okay. Well, that's sort of a really generalized question, but in a nutshell, I don't really know how to answer that in a nutshell, but basically, maybe get some information here in the webinar, listen to the webinar later. AdWords is confusing. Video basics would be great. That's good. Great. In fact, in the new package that we've got on the main page of our blog, we do have videos. In fact, that's largely what it's made up of, but not entirely, the new AdWords training package. There is, I believe, about 7 different videos, and all on each different topic. One of the videos is nothing but how to basically set up your AdWords campaign. Another video is on how to set up and this is a neat new thing in Google, by the way. You can actually market to a specific neighborhood or specific area of your town where maybe that might be an area of town where you do want to spend more per click, and then mention yourself as the neighborhood cleaning company and really say something to really just even almost make them go, wow, well, this guy is really local. Like, you know, mention the road that you're on and locate it on, especially if it's right around the corner from them. That will definitely appeal to that particular client versus the carpet cleaning company that just says Carpet Cleaning Atlanta. You know, if you could actually mention we're located on such and such street, and they might know where such and such street is, well, wonderful. You know, you've definitely got some brownie points in that arena whenever they've looked online and searched for something they found is right there in their neighborhood. But that's a really neat thing to be able to do. There's a whole video on that, on neighborhood marketing, actually figuring out how to do a Google AdWords campaign that only hits a specific neighborhood is really, really cool. Another video just on choosing keywords, how to get a better click by choosing keywords that maybe that are a lot more likely to be able to get cheaper clicks for. There's a video just on that. Video 2 on just how to write an effective ad. And as well, as a bonus, we've got for the first 50 people that purchase the package, we'll be able to get 2 things. One, the regular price of the package is $197, because right now everything in there is completely online and downloadable. In the near future, I may make this package a mailed physical package where there might be another slight extra charge if somebody didn't want it mailed in the mail. However, though, for the first 50 people to purchase it, it's going to have a $50 discount instead of $197. You'll be able to get it for $147. And as well, you'll also get a bonus of getting the videos from the internet marketing class on how to make your website sell. I think somebody asked about that. And that is huge to be able to, well, it's almost really a necessity. You don't want to go have a Google AdWords campaign and be spending money on this if your website doesn't have things on it that will make it sell, because you can get, again, I could get 5,000 people tomorrow on my website, but if they're not the people that I want, if I don't sell them once they get there, all of this is meaningless. So, again, that alone is very, very, very beneficial. It can help you quite a bit, and that's just a free bonus added in there. And the order link, like I mentioned, is right at the top of, if you went to advertisingblog.com, went to the very next post, the order link is there, or just go directly to Hitman Advertising. I'll go ahead and type it in now that we're talking about it. HitmanAdvertising.com/AdWords. We'll get you right there to the order page if you wanted to look at some of the specifics about what's included in that package. So, okay, so we'll go ahead and move along. James says, I've been able to make a living off of AdWords and organic searches. Good for you. I know a lot of guys have been, and a lot of guys are staying busy now just off of AdWords and organic searches, so that's huge. My conversion tracking is set up, and I'm testing different ads. I noticed that, as you mentioned, that carpet cleaners and carpet cleaning are the best keywords. Yes. To fine-tune what I've got going on would it be best just to use carpet cleaners plus city and carpet cleaning plus city setup as phrase matching and exact matching? Okay, that's more of an advanced question, but let's see. I would probably match it as probably phrase matching with the quotes around it, if that's what you're asking. That's the best way that I like to do it. It usually gets you a better result that way for the most part. Now, there's exclusions to that, of course, but that's what I would do most. I'm hoping this will yield the same impressions without the high cost of the most expensive keywords without the city after it. You know, one thing, too, now that I'm thinking about it, just to double check that everybody on this ad, this call, knows what a Google AdWords ad is, because sometimes every now and then somebody asks. So I'm just going to type in Carpet Cleaning Atlanta. And let's see here. Well, we can even maybe show you. Okay. Here is the search for my city. And these are my websites showing up number one and number two and number four and number six. So here's my actually, my pay-per-click ad isn't on right now. Let's see here if I can get it show up. These are the pay-per-click ads. So just to make sure that you understand the difference. Maybe my budget's already expired for the day, but my ad's not showing up. These are the Google AdWords ads, okay, that you're going to see up here, and these are the organic ads. These are the ones that are free. Now, it's great if you can get here for two reasons. One, more clicks happen here than any place else, okay? That's typically the case. More clicks happen here. But here's the fact of the matter. A lot of clicks do happen here, and a lot of clicks do happen here. More clicks, again, happen probably within this top three, but other clicks do happen in other places. Some people may only click here and not even think about clicking anywhere else just simply because this is on top. Okay? However, there are certain people who never click on the AdWords ads and only go to the direct organic results. But just so you realize the difference, these are where the AdWords ads show up. When we talk about doing an AdWords ad, they're either going to show up here or up here. Okay? Really nowhere else unless AdWords changes. Google changes that later on. But just so we realize what's going on with that, I wanted to make sure I pointed that out. Okay, then where were we? Okay, great. So James asks again, landing pages, click-throughs, and conversions. I'm doing some more testing to see which pages yield the highest returns or highest conversions. I've heard that it's better to have several ads with different landing pages. Absolutely, because the audience clients are all a little different. Absolutely, and the fact that you can test. Here's the other really, really beautiful part about Google AdWords. Two things that I love about Google AdWords. One, you can have several different things going on that you're testing. You can find out for sure, not just by guessing, but quickly find out which ads have got the better results for you and which ads have got the better returns for you and how long people are staying on your site when they click on that ad and what they're most interested in. You can tell that. The other beautiful part I love about Google AdWords that really exists in no other advertising media that you can get. I mean, think about this. With the Yellow Pages, remember, too, Google is basically a directory, just like the Yellow Pages, except for it's online. Very, very darn similar. But the beautiful part about Google is a couple of different things. One, you don't have to pay for a full-page ad to make a big impact. You can just basically pay a web designer one time to have a really, really nice website for you, and maybe pay every now and then for ad clicks, obviously, and search engine optimization and that type of thing if you choose to go that route, which I do highly recommend, by the way. But basically, it's beautiful because you don't have to pay for that huge, big ad. You just got your website there. And then you can change it as often as you want. You don't have to keep that full-page ad, or you don't have to keep the clicks coming. You can turn them off tomorrow. If you get really, really slow, you can turn them on like crazy the next day and crank it up. But you can't do that with any other advertising media. You can literally go into Google AdWords today, and I've got my accounts already set up, but even if I didn't have them set up, I can quickly go in and write an ad, and within half an hour, maybe less, have an ad online and be getting clicks and traffic into my site. There's no other advertising media that I know of that's that quick. So that's the other beautiful part about it. And the testing, the different landing pages, and be able to do all these different things with having several different campaigns and several different ads and several different places that your ad goes to is great. Some say just a little copy with a call to action on the landing page, and others say never have your home page be the landing page. I guess it all depends. Yeah, it all depends. For carpet cleaning, definitely, I mean, most carpet cleaners obviously have their home page as a landing page. However, you can do both. In other words, one thing that I recommend, too, is if you've got, let's say, one of your subpages is on one of the smaller cities that you service. Let's say you service, we have a city we service called Milton, and we have a subpage, not the main page, but a different page on our website just for Milton. And sometimes we do Google AdWords ads where it says carpet cleaning Milton for the headline. People click on that. They fall not on the main page of our website, but on the page for Milton. That's exactly right. And test that. And that usually does pretty well because then the people from Milton go, oh, great. Well, this company does specialize in me. They do care about me. And so that's huge. Your homepage has the form to complete, which is easily accessible. Do you find the form is the trigger that gets the conversions? Yes, 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 yes. You want a call to action. Call to action like crazy. The only thing I care about are two things when people come to my website. One, they either call me or fill out my web form. Those are my most wanted responses. And that may not be the same response that you would have for yours, but it should be, maybe. I mean, I can't say for sure. You might have other ways to do that. However, you do need to have something that you've got in mind to be your most wanted response. And the multiple levels of being able to contact you are obviously a lot better. So let's see here. Okay, see how we're doing on time. Looks like we're rolling a little bit okay. We might need to speed up just a little bit. Okay, so let's see here. Glenn says, I get around 60 to 80 unique visits per week. Most just go to the home page with pay-per-click. I'm getting 2 to 3 clicks per day with the average cost, $350-ish. My issue is getting those lookers to become callers. How do we do that? Let's see. Well, basically, a lot of how we through what we've talked about, mostly getting your website to sell, the things with the having a video that sells on your webpage, having things that call them to action, having an offer, make sure that your website's designed to get that most wanted response. Okay, James asks again. Okay, I've been trying to figure out how to get the cheapest keyword or phrase. Tell me what you think. If the keywords carpet cleaning and carpet cleaners are the highest cost per click, then if I do broad, exact phrase, exact match, then would Google charge me for that instead of the keyword carpet cleaning? Let's see. I'm not sure I understand the question. I think the answer to your question is if I do broad, exact match, and exact phrase, and exact match, then would Google charge me for that instead of the keyword carpet cleaning? I think they would. No, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. They would basically charge you. They would charge you for the keyword carpet cleaning because that would be the keyword that you're advertising then under. Okay, and carpet cleaners are the most expensive. But if I add the city to it, which you have to do anyways, the cost is dramatically reduced. Absolutely. So if this is correct, then I should be able to get the same number of impressions if I remove the CC myself. Makes a little bit of sense. I'm not sure I completely follow you. But yes, I think from what I'm understanding from what you're asking, yes, you should be able to get a cheaper click by doing that. Greg asks, another question I have, John, is using negative keywords. Have you found it helpful? I've used negative keywords a little bit for cleaning companies for what we're doing. No, I don't really know that there's a whole lot of use for that. I mean, definitely there's probably some use for it in different occasions, but I wouldn't really bother with it much. Easy Cleaners, I have tried Google AdWords and had little success. I'm sure there's rhyme and reason to do it successfully. Absolutely. There absolutely is. In fact, we've even had mentions from some of the people here on the questions that have said they've had some success with it. What's the difference or more profitable Google AdWords or AT&T, so many clicks per month? Example, 30 clicks, CPAY. Okay. What's the difference between AT&T and what Google AdWords can have? 30 clicks, you pay $90. Well, you know, maybe if it's 30 clicks and you pay $90, one-year agreement, when you're guaranteed 360 clicks. It just really depends on what the specifics are. It depends on, too. I mean, in my city, if it was 30 clicks for $90, that's more than I pay for Google AdWords. I usually only pay $1.40, maybe $1.20 on average for clicks in my city. Now, if you're in maybe New York City or Phoenix and they're saying 30 clicks for $90, then normally would might pay somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 or 8, that's a bargain. So kind of depends on your city. Steve asks, I've tried AdWords with little luck, but then my competition started using it and made the cost per click go up to $4. How can I lower that amount? By targeting on different types of keywords. Yeah, basically. Hey, John, I've done fairly well with setting up my website and tweaking keywords for better placement. I just started fooling around with AdWords after your webinar. I'm in Columbus, actually way out in the east side, and I'd rather not clean out in the far side of Columbus due to traffic. So we have a handful of smaller communities all around. I know the AdWords you can select from metro areas. Have you had, yes, more success in focusing on smaller communities to an extent, but there are definitely ways that you guys in big cities can really, really, because here's the thing, too. I know guys who are, some of my members that are in large cities do very, very, very well on the Internet with both AdWords and organic search if you do it right and you find the right keywords and you set your campaign up properly. So with both, you can actually do very, very well. In 1 week, I have had about 600 impressions but no click. Well, it's better than having 600 clicks and no jobs, trying to use catchy headlines but no bites. It could be that maybe there's something in your ad, obviously, there that's just not pulling them in. Or you're not bidding enough to where, well, if you got 600 impressions, that means they're getting an impression of your ad but not clicking on it. I do get a slow trickle of calls from the Internet, and they are quality customers, very few price shoppers, but it seems slow in my area. It seems like some guys in certain locations are doing very well with the Internet. I've gotten, okay. Okay, good. Not sure I understand the question, but basically, yeah, I think for your question about the 600 impressions, you just might want to try a different headline. Maybe try carpet cleaning in the city name that you're advertising in, or maybe mention your guarantee in the headline, that type of thing, or just something different. Maybe make an offer there even in the headline. Dan asked, one of the first things beginning with AdWords everyone should know is customizing service areas. Yes, I agree. Doing cleaning search by zip code in PA brings up sponsored links of companies across the country or across the county. As a cleaner, I like to see what they're doing in my area. Advertising outside their service area cannot do well for return on investment. Reading the comments and questions, one question that comes to mind, how many quality carpet cleaners will be put out of business due to Google? Things evolve, things change in business. There probably will be some, because there are carpet cleaners right now who are refusing to get on the Internet bandwagon and who are suffering as a result of it. So instead, and I would suggest, too, that if you're not taking some of your budget that you were spending on Yellow Pages and putting that in the Internet and doing it wisely. By the way, too, when I've mentioned spend money on the Internet and you'll prosper, I don't mean that just general blanket, because you could spend money on the Internet just like you spent it on the Yellow Pages and still waste it if you're not spending it wisely. But I recommend that you be educating yourself on how to do some of this, because the Google is the new Yellow Pages. It's starting to become a new way of people, the way people do business, not just online businesses. But the thing is, I've had a website for my cleaning business for 12 years. Over the course of the last, it seems like every month I look at what the stats are, the numbers go up. Over the course of the last, maybe 4 years, that's when it really started really taking off for people really searching for carpet cleaners online. And ever since then, every single year, it's gotten more and more and more and more and more. So, yes, a lot of them will, if they don't change, they are going to go out of business. So suggest a blog going over cost of Google versus actual or perceived return. Not sure what you mean by that. The return is an actual or perceived money brought from this ad. Okay, good. All right, Mike asks, I try to set up a number of links to my site and improve traffic. Number of clicks went to practically nothing. How much should be invested monthly to get at least a 3-to-1 return on investment? Let's see. Well, you know, that really depends. It's not really a question of how much should be invested monthly to get a good 3-to-1 return on investment. It's a question of really what way do you have your AdWords campaign set up and tested and refined well to where you're getting a 3-to-1 return on investment. Because you could spend, you know, $100 and get a 3-to-1 return on investment. You could spend $50 and get a 3-to-1 return on investment. You could spend $5 and get a 3-to-1 return on investment or more. But the question, you know, the thing that stands too is you could spend $5,000 in a month and get a less than a 3-to-1 return on investment. So it really depends on tweaking your campaign to where it's profiting for you, testing it small, and again, maybe $5 to $10 a day at first, testing it, testing out different keywords, and then just going from there. So, okay, let's go ahead and go on to the – we've got all 38 of those questions answered. Awesome. And we don't have a whole lot of time left, but we don't have a lot of questions left, so that's good. We're going to go to this particular post. And Logan asked for me, videos would be a good way to learn, and having a booklet to follow along would be great. Here I'm asking for basically what do you want included in your advertising in the package, in a Google AdWords package, what would you want to learn? Videos would be good in a booklet. Well, that's awesome. That's actually what we've got included in the package here at hitmanadvertising.com/AdWords for the package on Google AdWords training. And basically, it's going to consist of several different videos, these 5 videos here, plus bonus videos. I don't even have those listed on here, I don't think, yet. But I've got bonus videos that you're going to be able to get 2 of on how to make your website sell. And as well, we're going to be having 2 webinars similar to this where I'll just answer any other questions that you got. We'll have a lot of time to answer your specific questions, and even there won't be as many even people probably on each of the webinars, but we'll be able to specifically, you can verbally ask me the questions, and we'll be able to hash out any questions that you've got. And if we even need to do more than 2, we might even do more than 2. If there's still questions that need to be answered, we'll gladly do more than 2 webinars. But right now we've got them slated for November 7th and November 19th. The 19th may or may not change. I think the 7th is pretty concrete. There you go. So you'll be able to get all your questions answered with that. And again, too, I've got a guarantee on this. I mean, if you watch the videos, you look over the course materials, even try out some of these things, if you don't think you're going to at least quadruple what it is that you've paid for the small price for this course, I will give you your money back. You know, or if you try out some of these things, say, John, well, this didn't work for me, or, you know, just any time up to 60 days from the time that you purchase, I'll just gladly give you your money back. I'm here, you know, a lot of you guys know me. I've been around in the industry for a while. I'm not here to make enemies. I'm here to make friends, and I want to be here to serve you for a long time. So, you know, definitely I want to make good on whatever it is that you would purchase from me and appreciate your business in that nature. So, okay, well, good. Let's go ahead and go to these other questions here. So my question is, what is the biggest factors in reducing your price per click but still allows you to keep a good position? Let's see. The biggest factors for that would probably be reducing your price per click would probably be choosing a better keyword. For instance, maybe instead of carpet cleaning your city, maybe carpet cleaners in your city, and test that and see if that would be something that would help. Another thing might be, the other thing too is you might not get as many clicks. The other thing too is don't be concerned with getting a good position, because the thing that you got to remember is a click is a click. It doesn't matter. The person that's here might be paying $5 for this click. The person that's down here might only be paying a dollar, well, maybe not quite that much of a price difference, but maybe $3, okay? But if he gets a click, he still gets a click. It means the same thing as the person that gets a click here. So don't be afraid to bid lower. Don't let that really be an obstacle for you, especially if you're trying to, you know, save some money, unless you just really need a ton of business at the last minute. But even then, I'd hesitate to do that. I mean, for the most part, don't be afraid to have a lower placement for an ad. As far as what I'd like to prefer for learning, I'd rather pay a little more and get an actual product, DVD and book form. Okay, well, good. Like I said, I think what we're going to be doing, I'll probably email everybody that purchases the product in the next day or two, possibly even tomorrow, and let them know probably what we'll do is, in addition to the cost for the package, which is, like I said, right now on sale for $147, when you click on this link, you could see that. Probably maybe another charge for just the printing and for the putting everything together, maybe $30 or $40 charge in addition for the shipping and the printing and handling and everything like that. If you wanted an actual physical product for that, I might be able to do it for that. Don't quote me on that, but I think that might be what we do. Mike asks, the web training you do for us in the Internet Dominator class is excellent. Thank you, Mike. Good. We can ask questions before the class, then you answer them, and you can save the class for us to review whenever we want. Okay, good idea. That's pretty much what we're going to do, and with the webinars especially. And then, too, we'll have live videos that are already sitting on the member page that you can go ahead and watch right now. My Google AdWords question is, here I am in Miami. It's very competitive. What would be the best keywords to use to rank higher than page 6? Okay, for Google AdWords, I know it's a continuous process. I think you might be talking about organic listing. With organic listing, you want to get a lot of incoming links to your site. In other words, people linking to you. You want to be submitted to a lot of directories. Some new ones are like Squidoo, Hot Frog, Merchant Circle, those type of things, even Facebook, that type of thing. You want to do a lot of online to create links coming into your site to let Google know that you're a site that's got some value to it. But basically, again, for AdWords, I wouldn't really worry as much about your placement. As long as you're getting clicks and making money, that's the only thing that's really concerned even more. Michael asks, I think the best way would be a webinar walkthrough of a campaign being set up and then being able to download and watch it as many times as needed. Absolutely. In fact, one of the videos that we've got in the AdWords training package is a complete video that's around 20 minutes long and nothing but me going through and setting up a campaign in Google AdWords and showing you the best ways to do it, the things to unclick, the things to make sure that's clicked, because believe it or not, there's a few things, like I think I even mentioned here in this area, there's some little defaults and thing, really freaky little things sometimes Google's got that if you've got them clicked or unclicked, it might mean, especially if you guys in larger cities, it might mean the difference of you spending $500 a month versus $600 or $700 a month, and it's for the same exact type of results. So you just have to make sure that everything's clicked the right way. The price range would be for the course free. Well, in a perfect world, that might be the case, but the problem is the people who I have this website hosted through require that I pay them. My children required to have food, a roof over their head, and unfortunately, really, you know, all kidding aside, I mean, these packages do create good. Costs quite a bit of money to create, but not even that, quite a bit of my time to be able to put together. And wish I could offer it for free, but unfortunately, I got to try to put as cost-effective price on it as I could, especially for you guys right now to be able to learn this. James asks, with your normal webinar presentation is perfect, because James has been part of some of my other webinars. If you could answer the following question, how to run a profitable AdWords campaign, what is a good return on investment when using Google AdWords? Good question. In fact, I think I mentioned before, James has got some good questions here. A good return on investment would be, just like with any, because you've got to remember, this is no different than a lot of other ads that you're going to be doing, okay? What I like to look at is at least getting a 3-to-1 return on my investment for any advertising I'm doing. And you should easily, if you're even somewhat decently setting up an AdWords campaign and your website's even somewhat decent, you should be able to easily get at least a 3-to-1 return on your AdWords campaign without a problem. So, you know, minimum, but a good might be, you know, 10-to-1. 15-to-1. I know guys who get up to 15-to-1 returns on their investment for AdWords. And some of my members can get up to 15-to-1 return on some of their AdWords. So that would be a really good, but on average, you know, if you're getting 5-to-1, you're doing pretty good, you know. How many ads to run at one time? What I mean by 5-to-1 and 1-to-10 and 15-to-1, what I mean is if I invest $100, if I get $1,500 in business in return, that's a 15-to-1 return. If I invest $100 and I get $300 in business return, that's a 1-to-3 return. How many ads to run at one time? As many as you want. You know, really, I mean, realistically, I might suggest that you set up maybe, depending on how many cities that you service, usually on average maybe 5-6, you know, at least, maybe different ads just to kind of test them out at first with a few different keywords in each one. Should I market price or hope with headlines? I wouldn't hope with headlines. I would have some targeted headlines that really, really made a beneficial statement and test them. I wouldn't just hope with the headlines. I would not mention price if I were you. And again, some of the way that you can kind of get some differences is go ahead when you're thinking about doing an AdWords campaign, go ahead and type in your city and look to see what some of the other headlines are. Do something different. So this guy is offering, you know, 10% discount, $69. Well, don't worry about it. Don't do it. Unless whatever your discount is can beat that, that might be a little bit different for the time being, but do something different for sure. What are the best keywords to use and not use? Carpet cleaning Pensacola or carpet cleaning your city name. Best keywords to not use. Free carpet cleaning would be bad because then you'll get price shoppers. Any keyword that you might put that might get the wrong kind of people that you don't want. For instance, if you don't like doing pet stain removal, well, don't mention pet stain removal. Obviously, that's kind of a no-brainer. But don't mention maybe, you know, if you're not really a cheaper type of cleaner, you might not want to mention prices or any type of a discount. But then again, there's times where that can work as well, depending on how you do it, if you do it right. How many keywords should I have? Well, that's really up to you. How many cities you service? You know, maybe on average you might want to first start off testing maybe a dozen, 20, something like that. What to look for when using Google Analytics? Now, that's a loaded question, but you're basically looking for to see how long people are staying on your website. You can tell that easily. What keywords they're using to get to your website, that way you know which keywords are more effective. You're also looking for how many people are coming to your website from Google AdWords versus just an organic search or from just a direct typing in of your domain name. What tracking conversions is a smart way to go? Why tracking conversions is a smart way to go to do it? Then you know where you're spending your money on. You know why you're spending your money and where it's going to. So absolutely. The importance of ad position and how to influence it. Not much importance on ad position, okay? I hope I've made that clear by now, but ad position is not the main thing that you're looking for. The main thing you're looking for is a good return on your investment. That's the only thing I care about. And in fact, almost relentlessly when I do any of my advertising, the only two things I care about is one, and maybe even foremost, that my company image is being portrayed the way I want it to be portrayed, okay, and that my either my image and or my unique proposition and just who my company is as an entity is being portrayed the way I want it to be portrayed. And then two, I'm making money off the ad, that my investment is going to give me a profit. Short of that, I almost, you know, maybe there might be some exclusions, but for the most part, I don't care other than those two things. Secrets of landing pages and click-throughs answered. Absolutely. There's, you know, definitely we've talked about a few of the things, but videos, having a opt-in form on your main page, calls to action. Remember, guys, again, your website is an ad. Treat it that way, okay? Don't just have your company name at the top and just a couple things about, oh, we're a wonderful company, and then end it there. Call them to action. Make them buy. And again, you get some great videos and a great even section of the internet marketing class you'll get when you purchase this. You'll get on how to make a website sell. I think total is about 3 hours in video on how to do that, how to make your website sell, and even a little handout and booklet of specific things that you can add, you know, detail by detail, which you can add to make your website sell. Let's see. Why answering the information request ASAP is critical? Well, I think it's might maybe even answer that, but it is critical. In other words, if somebody emails you for an estimate, for your estimate form, answer right away because they may have already got an estimate for somebody else. And two, you want to let them know that you're a company that's active on the Internet and you're there to help them. Let's see, a few questions. Okay, pricing. I know the answers that already exist, but would it be worth for me to have them now? Okay, I'm not sure that that was a real question or just a comment. What would happen if someone, say, on one of your competitors repeatedly clicks on your ad? Okay, well, they repeatedly click in the same day, it usually doesn't count. OK? Okay. Here's the other thing, too. If they do click on you, yeah, you will pay for your for the click. That's one of the negative downfalls. However, if you're getting a lot of clicks as a result of that, or you're getting some clicks on that, the more clicks you get, a lot of the times the less Google has your price per click, because then they're saying, oh, there are people interested in this ad. Good. So sometimes that can, you know, help you in that arena. However, if you do suspect a particular competitor clicking on your ad, you can report that to Google, and they can do a, they can see who it is and potentially investigate that. But make sure you've got good reason to suspect that somebody's clicking on your ad. But for the most part, if somebody repeatedly clicks on your ad, like in one night or even within a certain amount of time, I forget what the time frame is, but if I were to sit there and just click repeatedly, it's only going to charge me once. You know, because they realize that some people click on an ad and even come back and take a look at something else and click on it again, you only get charged once. Phil says, video would be great, and if you're like me, it takes a few times to sink in. Absolutely. That's exactly why we do video. And what's so great, too, about video on something like this is I'm not just, you know, showing you a video even better than this. I'm actually walking you through the steps of doing it, and you're seeing how I actually do it in a Google AdWords account, and it makes for really, really good learning. Dan says, the webinar is good. Being able to replay it is a major plus. Gives you the ability to ask questions during the webinar. So absolutely, and that's what we're going to be doing on at least two of the Q&A webinars for this. Replaying covers if you miss the webinar or are distracted during it, but can replay when trying to implement. So absolutely. Jen says, I've not been able or seen one of your webinars. I'm looking forward to the webinar tonight. Okay, that's apparently the webinar we're on. I recently started looking into AdWords campaigns because I found out that my website designer did not know the term meta tag. Well, there you go. See, that's kind of pretty common. Web designers, by nature, well, maybe not by nature, but most web designers that I've ever talked to, and I've talked to many of them, don't know how to do search engine optimization. We're talking more or less by meta tag. That's regular search engine optimization. Most of them don't know how to do it. They know how to do web design. They're good at doing web design. That's what they do, and they can maybe make you a pretty website. They just can't get it to show up on Google for you. That's what I've seen probably 98 to 99% of the time. So that's no big surprise whatsoever. Did a nice job on the site, but I want people to see the website if they're searching for it. Well, again, I can help you with that. I do have a program called the Internet Dominator Program. If you go to hitmanadvertising.com, then click on the website services link. Again, that's just hitmanadvertising.com. I can help you with that. Or on my blog, I think there's a link for website services up at the top as well. Okay, great. And then Paul says, I have my ad for search only. Good. Not to show up in other websites. Good idea or not? Good idea. That's exactly what you want to do. Perfect. Okay, and then let's see here. I won't be able to answer any new questions if anybody's posted any during the call, unfortunately, because we are really out of time. Even at this point, we've still got to do our drawing for the questions that are actually on here. Drew says, is placing a phone number in my AdWords ad a good or bad thing? Can be a good thing, especially if you got room. Sometimes it says that you're a local company, especially if you put the area code there, and that can definitely help. I just signed up for the webinar. I look forward to hearing more from Hitman. Good. Thank you, Greg. Programming and things to a website seems too daunting. Yeah, it can be. Even for the experienced, it can be. Something like an interactive DVD with step-by-step instructions would be the only way to go for me or one of my employees. Does such a thing exist? Yes, well, like I said, I think what we're going to be doing is taking some of the videos that are in this. If you wanted a physical product instead of downloading them, actually, the videos that are part of the AdWords training program, these are, you don't even have to download most of them. A few of the bonuses you can download if you'd like, but these videos are actually playable right on the Internet where you just have to press play. You don't even have to download anything. You watch the video right on the Internet. But again, if you wish, you can spend a few extra dollars. Like I said, it might be $30 or $40 extra dollars, and you can get the package actually in physical form sent to you, where it's actually a DVD that you put in a television or on a computer, and as well a physical manual that already be printed out for you, so you can have that. Let's see. So yes, absolutely. Can I be spending too much in AdWords? What are average money spent to remain effective? Yes, I would say if you're spending $5 a month on AdWords and you're not getting at least $15 in return, you're spending too much on AdWords. I would say if you're spending $200 a month on AdWords and you're getting $800 in return, you're not spending enough on AdWords. You see, it's all about the return on your investment. So think of it that way. It's not a matter of how much money to spend. It's a matter of what do you need to do to make it effective for you. What are money spent to remain effective? And that's really kind of up in the air depending. You know, but it could be, like I said, as little as even a few dollars. So, you know, there we go. Wilbert says, I do have a question. I followed your advice and steps on changing my AdWords and changed to the city, to the county, and didn't add networking, and Google disapproved this 4 times. It wasn't because you didn't, it wasn't because of this. It was probably from some other, something to do with what you said in the ad. I would like to know what it is I have made done, or, well, sometimes if you put the word free in your ad and you make it all capitalized, Google might kick that out. Usually Google will tell you. There's ways to tell in your ad. If you click on right next to where they disapproved it, they can usually tell you what it is that you've done. Let's see. Say for Google to accept this, I do have this. Do I have to have my website say the same county ad word that I used, or can I keep my website the same? Not sure I understand. You can change your website the way your website directs. You definitely can do that. And you can change, I think the answer to your question is you can change that, if I'm reading that right. Okay, and then I made a comment here. So, okay, well, let's see here. It's right at 8 o'clock, so I think we're right about on time. Let me see. I might see if somebody, seems like somebody did ask one extra question. Might be able to answer. Let's see. I have my ad for search only, not to show up on other websites. Good idea or not? Okay, I think you just asked that. Or okay. That's a good idea. Let's see here. Okay, well, maybe that was it. All right, what we want to do now is, again, just go to advertisingblog2gs.com if you're interested in finding out the details, or if you want to order. Would be a good idea if you've been thinking about doing AdWords, or if you're doing AdWords right now, I definitely can show you some things that you don't quite realize that you need to be doing or that you can do that can save you quite a bit of money and make you quite a bit more money. It's really just all about making your AdWords campaign more profitable. And again, that's the only thing that's the concern, not to get number one in Google AdWords. I mean, sometimes if you can do that, obviously, that may be sometimes a way, and not to say that we wouldn't try to do things to get you number one. However, that's not the main goal as much as let's make it a profitable thing for you. You know, that's the whole main idea of this entire package, this entire concept that we teach. And again, we do have the Q&A webinars where you can ask any questions that you want to ask. And we'll even be doing some web reviews, because some of what we'll be talking about here also is doing things specifically to help make your website sell. Actually, because, you know, you guys are losing so much money if you don't have some selling points on your website. You really, really, really need to make sure your website is selling. I've got a system that I've probably worked on probably now at this point 100 or more, probably definitely more than 100 different websites. And really, I've got a good handle on what works for a cleaning website, what doesn't, what converts, what helps to sell, and what doesn't. So that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about, you know, in that part. And you can see some of those examples and see some of those websites in the bonus module for how to make your website sell that you get for free. If you're one of the first 50 to sign up, you also get the discount in the package. So click that if you'd like to become part of that. So what we're going to do now is I'm actually going to go to, let's see, I think I did a search for this before, in random number generator. And we're going to, I think it was, let's see, maybe this one? Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to generate a number between, we're going to have two different drawings. This has got 39 different questions. Now, I think one or two of them are comments from me, so if that happens to be the one, then we'll have to redraw. But other than that, everybody else has got a chance to win. We're going to go 1 to 39, and then I'm going to click Generate. None of this has been I just typed this in just as you saw it right now. I haven't been to this website since I think I looked it up a week ago. So we're going to click Generate, and then whatever number comes up, whoever did that post, will win the one-hour consultation with me. So here we go. Number 23 is the winner. So if you were poster number 23, you are the winner of the one-hour consultation. Let's see who that lucky person is. Greg Lucas. There you go. Greg Lucas actually posted several different times. So good. I'm glad you won, Greg. Just email me if you don't happen to not be listening to the webinar right now. I didn't notice if you were on the call or not. But if you happen to not be, I will email you and let you know that you are the winner of the one-hour consultation. And let's have another drawing right now for what we're probably going to do here, since we've got two different ones and we only have one other package we're going to, and I think I mentioned in here that we're going to combine the two. So 1 through 17. So the people here actually have a lot better chance in winning the package there. So we're going to do another number generation, 1 through 17. And again, if it's me, I think a couple of those posts could even be me. So you've got a pretty good chance of winning if you're one of those people that posted there. And let me double check that that's how many we've got. We've got 11 plus 6 is 17, so exactly. And then we're going to click on this, and the winning number will be that poster. And that's post number 16. Let's see who that is. And I think we'll consider it, this is number 11, and this will be number 16. Then I guess it would be the next to last poster here would win. It would be this poster. So Wilbert actually wins the free package for the, and let me double check that my number's right on there, so it would be 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, exactly. Wilbert would be number 16. And again, if you're listening, you can just email me, and I will give you the access to the free package for the AdWords, and if you're not, I will email you later. So thank you, everybody. I do appreciate you being on the webinar, and I think I might go ahead and have this. Let's see if we've got let me go ahead and check the questions just in case, maybe just for a second, see if there's any other questions that are pressing here that we can go ahead and answer. Okay. Let's see. Dave asks, okay, somebody wants to know, where do I go for the basics about Google AdWords? Just go to google.com and click on Advertising Solutions. And let's see, we can go here. And then Google's actually got some training on this. But here's the other thing to consider with this. Go on Advertising Programs and then click on Sign Up for AdWords, and you should be able to go in and start looking around and even click on this area here just on Google. Here's the thing here. Google will give you some information on what to do. You're going to experience two things, though. One, I don't always like to listen to Google for my advice on Google. Why is that? Well, because they don't always have my best interest in mind, just like you don't want to listen to your Yellow Pages rep for what you do with your Yellow Pages ad. The other thing, too, is sometimes the things that Google tells you are so darn confusing that you can't learn that way. You know, you just can't. So keep that in mind, but to get some basic information, that would be a good idea. Let's see. I think we've got a question here from Dave. I'm not going to be able to read all these. I just wanted to briefly scan to see if there was anything major that I might have been missing out on. You said click-through is not important. Is not click-through rare? What rates, how long someone stays on your site, and how many pages? No, click-through is actually important. What I meant by the click rate, by that, I'm sorry if I might have actually misread the question. Click-through, in other words, if somebody actually clicks on the link and stays on your page, that is important. What's maybe not quite as important is how many clicks did you get, the number of clicks. What I'm mostly meant is don't get bogged down by that. That's not as important as the fact that are you making money. But absolutely, the fact that somebody does click on your ad and stays on your site, that is important. When you say 20 keywords, how do you count keywords? Okay, good question. A keyword is a phrase, usually. Carpet cleaning is a keyword to me. Carpet cleaning Atlanta is a keyword. Tile cleaning is a keyword. So basically a keyword phrase. That's kind of what we mean when we say that. Okay, well, good. Greg was on the call that won the hour consultation. He said, whoa, thanks, John. Well, excellent, good. And Ralph wants to know, can I work with Tanya on this, or can we hire you to do so? Absolutely, Ralph. Yeah, we like what we can do is do a one-hour consultation with you and be able to just actually set up the Google AdWords campaign. We'll do it on a webinar just like this, and we'll go ahead and she can be watching right over my shoulder as I do it for you. That way she'll know. The beautiful part about that and why everybody loves that so much is because then you'll know what to do for the next time. That way she can come in and go, okay, well, John did this. Or she may need to set up another shorter webinar consultation with me for me to show her some things that she maybe didn't quite get everything down right. But she can mostly be able to go in and kind of revamp and figure some things out herself that way. So, good. And let me see if, I don't know, just we got a couple minutes to see if anybody's got their hand raised, if anybody has a question. I think we had somebody's hand raised earlier, a few people, but I think they've put their hands down since then. So, excellent. Good. All right. Well, perfect. So, with that, we'll go ahead and end the webinar. Again, if you would like some training on how to use this, we offer that, and almost anything that you guys need in the fashion of internet marketing, I can help you with. Keep that in mind. Either search engine optimization, building a website, giving you even a consultation on your website, building a blog for you, building a website blog for you, all that type of stuff, you know, I can help you with. So just let me know. Be glad to help you with any of your internet marketing needs. So thank you, and hope to see you guys next Thursday, actually on the webinar for the Google AdWords campaign. So thanks. Have a good night. Bye.